This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Obama administration struck back at Russia for its efforts to influence the 2016 election, ejecting 35 Russian intelligence operatives from the U.S. and imposing sanctions on Russia's two leading intelligence services and four top officers of the military intelligence unit known as GRU, which the White House believes ordered the hacking. The expulsion of the 35 diplomats was in response to the harassment of American diplomats in Russia, officials said. None of the officials are believed to be connected to the hacking. In addition, the State Department announced the closing of two recreational facilities, so-called, one in New York and another in Maryland, that it said were used for Russian intelligence activities. The U.S. also released samples of malware and other indicators of Russian cyber activity, including network addresses of computers commonly used by the Russians to launch attacks. Russia replied in kind. Takata exploding airbags have been linked to at least 11 deaths and more than 180 injuries in the U.S. 19 automakers are recalling 42 million vehicles to replace the airbags' metal inflators. The inflators can overpressurize and rupture, shooting metal shards into a car's cabin. The company is close to agreeing to pay $1 billion in fines to the U.S. The Syrian ceasefire announced by Russia's Putin has held in the first hours. Among Silicon Valley's 150 largest companies, only 15% of the board seats were filled by women in 2016, compared with 21% for companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index, according to the research firm Equilar. In a split within the American Jewish community between many of their organizations, which tend to be conservative, and the population, survey after survey indicates that American Jews are opposed to Jewish settlement expansion. They tend to favor a two-state solution, and their political identities are liberal or moderate. President Obama designated two new national monuments protecting 1.35 million acres of federal land surrounding the Bears Ears Buttes in southeastern Utah and about 300,000 acres around Gold Butte in Nevada, northeast of Las Vegas. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.